Perhaps it's a kindness, Theon told himself as he stalked off in the other direction. Stig was hardly the most expert of headsmen, and Benfred had a neck thick as a boar's, heavy with muscle and fat. I used to mock him for it, just to see how angry I could make him, he remembered. That had been, what, 3 years past, when Ned Stark had ridden to Torren Square to see Sir Helman. Theon had accompanied him and spent a fortnight in Benfred's company. He could hear the rough noises of victory from the crook in the road where the battle had been fought, if you could go so far as to call it a battle. More like slaughtering sheep, if truth be told. Sheep fleeced in steel, but sheep nonetheless. Climbing a jumble of stone, Theon looked down on the dead men and dying horses. The horses had deserved better. Tymor and his brothers had gathered up what mounts had come through the fight unhurt, while Urzen and Black Lauren silenced the animals too badly wounded to be saved. The rest of his men were looting the corpses. Gevin Harlaw knelt on a dead man's chest, sawing off his finger to get it a ring. "Paying the iron price, my lord father would approve." Theon thought of seeking out the bodies of the two men he'd slain himself, to see if they had any jewelry worth the taking. But the notion left a bitter taste in his mouth. He could imagine what Eddard Stark would have said. Yet that thought made him angry too. "Stark is dead and rotting, and naught to me," he reminded himself. Old Butley, who was called Fish Whiskers, sat scowling by his pile of plunder while his three sons added to it. One of them was in a shoving match with a fat man named Tudrick, who was reeling among the slain with a horn of ale in one hand and an axe in the other, clad in a cloak of white fox fur only slightly stained by the blood of its previous owner. "Drunk," Theon decided, watching him bellow. It was said that the Iron Men of old had oft been blood-drunk in battle, so berserk that they felt no pain and feared no foe, but this was a common ale-drunk. "Wex, my bow and quiver." The boy ran and fetched them. Theon bent the bow and slipped the string into its notches, as Todrick knocked down the butler boy and flung ale into his eyes.